Yo, 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 yo.
You're listening to No Mainstream Talks.
One moment, please. Loading. In three, two, one. Starts now.
I think we good. There we go. But yeah. So New Mainstream Talks, back at it again. Here with my boy Kyron Scott.
What up, Phantom?
What up? And I am the Phantom 336. You're listening to New Mainstream Talks. Hopefully on New Mainstream Radio.
Yes, sir.
Which is a new project that we've just started. Particularly, my boy Kyron here has just started. So, we're looking forward to like all of the dope shit we about to be doing with this.
A lot of dope shit.
I don't know. Talk about... So we dropped the radio station and we're getting submissions from everywhere. So a lot of dope music.
A lot of dope music.
Yeah. Some of the music was boo-boo, but that's okay. It's to be expected.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But if your music not boo-boo, then make sure that you do submit that music to New Mainstream Radio. Of course, you can follow us on Instagram, New Mainstream. That's N-U, like New being like the kings and queens that you are. New Mainstream _ radio also. Just reach out to us. Let us know what you're working on so that we can stay abreast.
Mm. And thigh.
You know what I mean? What you been up to, Kai?
Man,
how's it been going?
It's been going pretty good, bro. Just working on a radio station, you know.
Yeah.
You know, getting ready to, you know, performances coming up. We got the Strange Fruit joint jumping off in April.
Yes.
Shooting videos. The Nubian Collective album's about to drop.
Yes, we've been having fun with that.
Yeah, man.
In case y'all don't know, Kyron and I are also bandmates in the Nubian Collective, which is a hip-hop band that kind of jumps between genres and stuff. So we having a lot of fun with that. That's why we're looking forward to getting all this dope music from y'all, because y'all inspire us.
Indeed.
But I know that has been crazy because we shot the video for My Funny Valentine.
Yeah.
And then right after that, kind of like starting the radio station and then getting ready for the festival and all of this crazy stuff with the app and everything. So, by the way, make sure if you're not listening to this on the app, download the app, make it a little bit more easier for yourself to get involved with us and everything. But wherever you listen to us is definitely cool with me. But of course, we want to always plug New Mainstream as often as possible.
New Mainstream.
But anyway, like, this is New Mainstream Talk. So, we've been gone for a minute. Now we're back again. You know what I'm saying? And before we left, I know one of the things that we did like to do was keep up to date with the current news. And you see anything going on out there that you want to talk about, Kai?
Man, let me tell you, bruh. Well, first of all, before I even get to the R. Kelly thing.
Okay.
The federal prosecutors want to give R. Kelly another 25 years.
They want to give him another
25? Yeah, man.
God, dog.
Yeah, I read it on the app today. I was like, what? Yeah, bruh. R. Kelly might be looking at more time than he expected. Federal prosecutors are asking that he get 25 more years behind bars.
And why 25 more?
It really doesn't say. So Kelly would have to defy all statistical odds to make it out of prison alive. That's how bad it is.
Yeah.
So just saying that they want to give him another 25 years, man. Like, I don't know if he's doing anything like, you know, doing some Oz type ish in prison, like taking it over. I bet you he working a talent show.
That would be the perfect job for him.
Pretty dope though.
But hey man.
So
you know, I'm not for, you know, the stuff he was doing, taking advantage of underage girls is definitely something that disgusts me. But I will say, so he supposedly already did his time, right?
Supposedly, but they want to give him another 25 years.
Okay. So I say if the man did his time, let his time be done.
Yeah.
And he bet not touch no more little girls.
That's right.
So that's where I'm at with it.
Yeah. Parole, have a chastity belt on or something, man. I feel you, man.
So that's where I stand with that. I see that Eric Holder, the guy who was accused of killing Nipsey Hussle, is getting 60 years to life in prison. And, you know, that's great, I guess, that justice is served. What I am tired of, especially with us black males and in the rap community especially, is us having to wait for justice on the back end, you know. And
church.
Yeah, man, we glad that this person has got, that this is another life wasted at the end of the day. So, you know, it's many lives wasted whenever something like that goes down, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
We lost a great MC, rapper.
He was just great for the
activist,
community.
Activist, you know,
man, he was
all
great
of
for
that.
The community, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Lost another one to the streets. And, you know, it sucks to have to look for that justice on the other side, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm kind of getting tired of it.
Me too,
you know,
bro.
With him, you know, Takeoff and so many of the others.
Extension,
just like,
on,
yo,
all of them, man.
Yeah,
just...
yeah. So hopefully lessons would be learned as far as how to carry yourself and when and where to carry yourself.
Yeah.
As well as, you know, this street life isn't for everybody. And I know we preach a good game on the back end.
Yeah.
And I want us to start preaching that game on the front end a little bit more.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah, man. We
don't wait till you make it to try to make a change.
Yeah.
I got you. Yeah.
Wait till you make it, or we wait till somebody die. We wait till somebody get locked up to want a free Pookie. You know what I'm saying?
Ray Ray, all of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, we not telling Pookie and Ray Ray what the real deal is,
right,
before they get in that situation.
Right.
Which I get it, man. It's not easy out here for everybody, but like at some point, we got to take it all. We got to take it in our hands and not just the negative part. We got to take that positive part into our hands,
right,
too, and let motherfuckers know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I don't think God, if you believe in heaven, I don't think God's going to check your robe and be like, you got street cred to get in here. So,
man,
you know what I'm saying?
Man,
so
that's real.
That's real, man. So like,
I mean, that's just real across the board, though. I mean, street cred is great, but it doesn't get you much outside of the streets, man. And, and your block usually is a very small part of the world.
Yeah.
And they trick you into wanting you to think that it's your most prized possession. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, half of these niggas out here don't really give a fuck about you.
No.
Like, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? So, you better worry about your own credit.
Yeah, man.
But, you know, I ain't saying be out here like Tekashi.
Wow. Yeah.
Don't be like Tekashi, but I'm saying, like, you know, speaking of him, if it ain't for you, just don't get involved in it.
Just don't get involved, man. Like, you don't have to do it. It's a choice, bro.
Yeah, yeah. But, nah, so, I mean, a lot of shit is easier said than done, but I mean, it's just becoming way too much now, though.
Yeah, it's too much.
You know what I'm saying?
Too much, man.
Yeah, man. What else we got, bro?
I got another sad story, man. I don't know. Growing up, man, there was two things my grandparents watched. That was Judge Mathis and People's Court.
Okay, Judge Mathis and People's
Court. After 24 seasons, Judge Mathis is no longer going to be doing his show, man. They canceling his show this season.
How the hell are we supposed to tell who a crackhead is?
Yeah, I know, right? That's what you said? Yes, ma'am. Yeah, bro.
I know what you is. I know what you is.
Yeah, man. So, Judge Million, Judge Mathis, man, thank y'all for the memories, man. But after the season, bro, it's over with, man.
I mean, you know, it can't go on forever. So, you know, as long as he go out on a high note, you know.
Yeah, man.
But they canceled, so they kept canceling People's Court also.
People's Court too, bro.
God damn. Yeah. People's Court being around. How long they been?
39 seasons.
God, dog. Yeah,
39 seasons.
You know, we got to say goodbye sometime. What's that other show? Criminal Minds?
Yeah.
Law and Order?
Law and Order still on.
Yeah, how long have they been going?
That's the longest running TV series. It's probably been on about almost 30, 40 seasons. About 30, 35 seasons, man. The original one.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. But yeah, man, I mean, so shout out to Judge Mathis, man. He was a pillar in the black community, man.
Yeah, man.
There's been a lot of people who ain't had no jobs watching Judge Mathis every day, dog.
I was one of those.
Me
people.
Too, sir.
God damn, I need to be funny.
Yep.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, man.
Oh, man. I think I had an exit try to take me out of Judge Mathis' show.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I got an invite and everything. Nobody even knows this.
What? I didn't even know this. What? Did I work with you all the time for real?
Yeah. I ain't gonna call her out.
Right.
Yeah, so I turned it down because I don't like people in my goddamn business.
But
he ain't going to be calling me a crackhead out of that bitch. Motherfucker, I'm not no goddamn crackhead.
Wow. But things, ladies and gentlemen, things you learn about your boys, man. God, man.
Yeah, man.
Were they going to pay for the trip?
Yeah, we was going to pay for the trip. Everything was going to be paid for. I just got too much pride.
Yeah,
man.
I feel you, bro. Coming back to the borough, bro. Like,
put my name out here in these goddamn streets old any goddamn kind of way.
Yo, that's crazy, man.
Yo,
that's nuts.
And we still was living together. Oh, we ain't even all the way broke up yet. I was like, yo, how the fuck?
I'm trying to get this money while you're still here.
Okay, so in lighter news, Lori Harvey and damson Idris hit the red carpet together. He's dating Lori Harvey. Why are you shaking your head?
The brown bomber strikes again, player.
Yeah, she
strikes again.
Yeah, boy. Hey, yo, I ain't gonna lie, man. You know, if I was single and mingling, I might entertain it a little bit. But I mean, now, so
okay,
there's like some that you take serious and some that you don't. You just,
right.
You know, I'm not gonna lie. She's gonna lean more in that don't take serious category.
Because it's his reputation. I get it.
You see how she's playing these guys. So I'm like, I don't know, man. But
so,
you know,
would it be one of those things? Like, would you do the red carpet with her, or would you just be like, nah, you know, after the
show? Would I do the red carpet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do red carpet.
Okay.
I wouldn't give a fuck. I don't be caring what people be thinking.
I feel you.
I just know for myself, like, yo, got a good 6 months.
Yeah. We had a good run. Run your ass over some rails. Yeah, I got you.
I mean, and technically, that's probably what all of them might be thinking. I don't know. But damn son, like, nah, what was funny is the picture with him, like, on the red carpet pointing at her like, yo, look who the fuck I got. So everybody like, yeah, he ain't gonna last. He too happy about this shit.
I bet you she'll probably start getting into movies pretty soon if she hasn't already, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. She probably need to, though.
Yeah, man. I mean, no disrespect to her, but, I mean, your track record is your track record, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I guess it sucks whenever you're under the limelight and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I mean, it's bitches in the neighborhood doing the same thing.
They dated
all the dope dealers, all of the rap local rap stores, then dated.
All the basketball players, football players. Yeah. They got a couple track dudes, too.
Oh, you with him now. Oh, okay. My bad. All right. Yeah.
See you moving up.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
From a dope boy to a basketball boy.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
What can you do out here?
What can you do, bro?
Hey, yo, it's 2023 too, and like, you know, I mean, everything is a go. Everything is accessible. So, you know, back when we was younger and dating, you know, you had landlines, you had motherfucking
pagers.
You meeting at the skating rink and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Coordinate shit, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you're right.
Now you just be like, swipe right, and then like start messaging like,
what's good?
Yeah, basically.
What that thing smell like? Yeah, I got you. Yeah, man.
Especially, you know, all of these motherfuckers got bread, so, you know.
Do you think it's like a smaller like network in between them? Because I don't think like if I'm a celebrity, I'm not reaching out on Instagram to go talk to somebody.
Yeah.
You think?
I think there'd be some DMing going on.
Okay,
but you talk about like a middleman.
Like a middleman. Like hey,
I don't know. That might depend on how big you are.
Okay.
I don't know though. I mean, I guess we'll find out. Shit. Like, Kyrie, go tell that bitch I want to fuck.
I'm right back.
Excuse me, Miss Lady.
Call her Miss Lady and shit.
The Phantom wants your See, yeah, man, I don't know, man. It's just, you know, it is what it is, though. But I'm just, if he happy.
Yeah, I mean, you know. I mean, these motherfuckers making money. Okay, so unless they really, really, really get attached to each other, I don't think it's too much unhappiness going on.
Nah.
Like, you see how quick Michael B. Jordan bounced back?
Bruh. nigga did a damn crossover. Like,
nigga was sad for like one day, bro.
Yep. He's like, man, I got this movie dropping, man. Did you see him on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, yeah.
Bruh, that was hilarious, bruh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Was it the Allstate?
The Allstate. We was Jake from Allstate, took over the motherfucking crib and shit. That shit. But you know what? But it's funny because nowadays, with someone like him, he's going to be the good guy anyway. So he's going to bounce. Like you said, he's going to bounce back pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I mean, you know.
It is what it is.
Yeah. What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me. That's what it is. Love is it's convenience, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know. This is two people made an agreement. Well, I don't even know what the fuck the agreement is. I guess it's different for everybody.
Yeah, I'm gonna take it back. We should take it back to like when you write letters and shit.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Put some effort in.
Man, I know, but you write a bitch's letter, she gonna damn take a picture of that bitch and put it up on Instagram. Yeah.
My baby love me. All these misspelled words and shit.
I was rushing. I mean, shit.
It is what it is, though. Speaking of which, did you hear the rumor, man?
What?
T.I. said this is going to be his last album, his last solo album.
And I'm all for it.
You think it's time for him to?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
T.I.
is
a great artist.
Yeah.
And I do think one last hurrah would be good.
Okay.
I mean, because I don't necessarily go out of my way looking for T.I., but I do be glad whenever I hear from him, right?
That's real talk. That's real
talk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's real talk.
So, you know, coming up on age, and he's still, for the most part, relevant in a sense with with people like us that remember whenever he was hot, and then you know, he still has a presence within the community in general.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, one last hurrah, I ain't mad at. I think if it's going to be his final, he should solidify it and make it be final. Don't come back like a year or two later. At least give us another 5-10.
To miss you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Remember,
it was like, remember a lot of rappers were retiring? And they come up with a mixtape like 3 months later? Like,
right, what? Right. Yeah. But nah, I think it'd probably be dope too. Who all he plan on?
It doesn't say.
Don't say like who he have.
Yeah, producing and that. In many minds of his fans appears alike. King of the South, the crown carries weight, and it appears that Tip is ready to relinquish the throne after announcing a final solo.
I know
album
our
title.
Boy Brian at Livewire Studios.
Oh, I know he probably drinking himself to death right now, bro.
He's gonna really. He could talk us to death whenever that album drops.
Bruh, I told you. He got that work. You know how Brian is. Shout out to Brian Staples, Ken Staples, Livewire. But yeah, bruh. But I will say this, though. And all the arguments I've had with Mr. Staples, he does have a good point.
Mm-hmm.
T.I. was probably one of the older artists that always messed with the younger cats.
True.
Atlanta coming through. And I got to respect him
Respected him for that. Yeah. Like, he definitely was one of those ones to take them up under his wing.
Yeah.
And we need more of that, for real. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because you got to think, when we was young doing this shit, most of the older people didn't like what the fuck we was doing either.
You right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, you right.
And we were just in our own space, motherfucking creating a ruckus. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And now this younger generation got their own thing that they got going on. And sometimes we don't get it, but we need to try to get it sometimes.
Yeah, man. I mean, they the future.
They are, man. Whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
Bro. Like, for real. I mean, shit, you know our parents is looking at us singing some Snoop Dogg shit.
Yeah, like, that's stupid.
Like, okay, these motherfuckers, I hope they amount to something.
I know my parents said a lot of prayers for me coming to listen to what I was listening to. They're like, what? Yeah. You know, parents, yeah, Snoop the loop, the doo-doo-doo-loop, whatever that boonga boonga stuff is. I'm just like.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I try not to hate on
the older generation is never going to get the younger generation. It's supposed to be like that, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way it goes. Hey,
that's the way it is. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But, I mean, it's been a lot of stuff has been going on, man. But I gotta say this:
what up?
LeBron James broke the NBA record for most sports scored.
And I know you are hype about that. LeBron is your guy, right?
He's my guy, man.
Now I like LeBron.
Yeah.
I have nothing at all against him. I like what he does. I like the fact that he's everything he represents on and off the court.
Yeah.
It's just me.
Mm-hmm.
I always say you had to be there. You
got
to
be there.
For that Jordan era. Whenever people try to compare them, there's no comparison in my eyes. But I understand these people are watching LeBron the same way I was watching Jordan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
for me, there will never be a comparison for Jordan until there is. And there ain't been one. It was different, bro.
It was a different time. It was a different time.
I don't care what the numbers say.
It's preference. It's preference.
Nah, because look, just like with music. If we're going off of numbers, it's certain people we have to say is better than certain other people.
You're right. And I'm going to say it because it's our podcast. If you go by numbers, Eminem is better than Jay-Z.
If you go by numbers.
If you go by numbers.
And I don't go by numbers.
I don't go by numbers. Especially in music.
Especially in music.
Yeah.
And then, especially in music, for one, because we've been shitting in music for a long time.
True.
Black people.
True.
For one.
True.
So, you always have to kind of judge with that sliding scale anyway.
Right.
Really, whenever you really think about it.
Right.
Crossing over just means that you have more white audience.
That's really
the
what
same audience that the white artists already have.
Yeah.
Just for being white.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So
that's true.
So you have to judge with that slide scale. So I mean, in sports, it's probably not the same. But anyway, congrats, LeBron.
Yeah, congrats, LeBron.
I ain't trying to hate on LeBron.
No, it's cool. It's cool, man. It's cool because I'm gonna get my edge up. You know, I'm gonna get into it every time I go get my edge up, bro. And I laid out the facts, and but it's different. Okay, all right. And I just learned that it's about preference.
It is.
It's about preferences, man.
I mean, yo, you know, you got LeBron, you got Jordan, you got Kobe. Only reason I don't give it to Kobe is because he basically, in my opinion, was an MJ clone.
Yeah, he's Jordan 2.0.
Yeah. But Beast, definitely a
Beast.
Oh,
he's a killer.
He's
a killer.
But that's really the only thing, like, you know what I'm saying, why I still have Jordan above Kobe.
And
then LeBron, it just never hit that hard to me.
I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Because he's been anointed the king for 20 years. That's why. No, seriously. Like, since he came into the league, there's been a spotlight on him.
There has, though.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But Kobe and Jordan, when they first came into the league, they were the guy, but they weren't that guy.
They had to earn it.
They had to earn it. And Jordan and LeBron just came in.
Just came in already beast mode.
Yeah. So I ain't gonna, like you said, I'm not gonna, you know, I'm just saying, just it's just, you know, just with that, it's just, yeah, you gotta look at that differently. It's a different era, man.
I feel it.
You know what I'm saying? You know, honestly, a lot of the young cats think Drake is one of the hottest
they do
ever.
And me being real,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't ever argue with him.
I can't.
Because he got the stats to.
He's got the stats.
same thing I'm saying about LeBron.
Same with LeBron.
He got the stats to back
man.
It up. Like, you know what
he
I'm
don't
saying?
Miss. We had this conversation. He don't miss.
He don't. But Drake, he does not miss.
He don't miss, man.
I'm thinking he might be slowing down now, possibly.
Okay.
But I could definitely be wrong.
And he just need that one hit.
Yeah, because Draco, goddamn.
He'll come.
Oh, goddamn. Okay. He back in there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thought it was over. Another Drake, yeah, yeah. Another Drake summer.
I'll be right there with, yep, the bitches, too. But, nah, yeah, nah, nah. Drake, mm-hmm, is a beast, though.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Like, I know when he first came out, niggas was mad he was singing and all this other shit. But I always thought Drake was a beast.
Mm-hmm.
And that music can't stay the same.
You're right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
You're like, right.
There has to be that room for evolution.
Yeah.
And that was the next level to take it to. So, mm-hmm, it made sense that the next person would be, like, singing and doing melodic shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
That's where the game was going anyway.
Right.
Got Future, Drake, shoot, the Young Thugs and all of, yep, these motherfuckers. Like, you know what I'm saying? Drake just, he did it better.
Yeah.
And come front. Like,
yeah. You're right. Yeah, he did it better than all of them.
Yeah.
But that's the, like you said, that's the evolution of music. And we also look at it, too. Just think about it. Like, with, I mean, when Jay dropped,
mm-hmm,
cats weren't really checking for Jay like that.
Oh, yeah. No, they were.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then, man, he trying to be like, no, no, no. It was just, and then, mm-hmm, eventually, when you become the top guy,
yeah,
everybody below you or your peers starts emulating what you do.
Right, right.
And, mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just the same thing. It's the same thing, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I'm learning my older age, man. Just, it is what it is, man. Just let the boy, let the kids have fun, man.
I know, man. And then, man, at the end of the day, man, so much shit out here. We be getting emotionally attached
to,
like, the art of rap, right? As a genre.
Yeah.
We get emotionally attached to hip-hop, and we like, it should only be done this way. This is what I like, and this is how it should be done.
Right. Right. You know, sound like an old Republican and shit.
Yeah. It's like, yo,
make bro, rap, it's like,
it's so many ways to express yourself out this bitch.
Yeah, baby, man. Right? Like, really? If you don't like it, don't listen to it. But don't hate the next man. I'm just saying. Oh, speaking of the next man, I got to say congratulations to you, my brother.
Oh, what up?
The Yes Weekly article.
Oh, man. Thanks, man. I mean, congrats to you, too, because you in there.
I'm in there, too. But it's like the way it was written, I was just like, thank you. Give my man his respect, bro.
Right. Yeah, man. So, what he's referring to is Yes Weekly article about our band and album that we have coming up called X, which is just going to be really dope if you're a music lover, especially. If you're a hip-hop lover, you'll definitely love aspects of this album.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just like music and the expression of taking it places, we got you for real.
We go
like this. Yeah, this album goes a everywhere. Lot of ways.
Yes, and, sir.
But very tastefully.
Yeah.
So they did an article about it, and you know, of course, shouted out Kyron Scott, which is our rapper and DJ in the band, as well as shout outs to Jasmine Trene, Lacey Hafe on trumpet.
Hey.
Andrew Tate on drums, as well as singing on the album.
I know, right?
It's a lot of different shit
basically
on there. But
Wayne got a shout out too.
Basically Wayne playing bass, man, on there. But look forward to hearing from the Nubian Collective in the near future.
Yes.
And feel free to hit us up on Instagram or anywhere else and just let us know what you think about it. Even if you don't like it, let us know what you don't like about it.
I know, right?
Because I would love to hear it, because I'd be like, how can anybody not like this?
And we made the shit. That's, you know what I'm saying?
But nah. I mean,
I feel you.
If you don't, it's totally okay. And we still love to hear from you, for real.
Yeah, man.
Because, you know, always striving for perfection, because I'm going to find a way to make you like me, for real.
Mm. That's
what I tell all my hoes.
Ladies and gentlemen, opinions of Phantom 336 does not reflect that of Newman Street. I'm sorry. I'm like, my hubs. The way you just said it, I got some Philly. That's why you're fam from Philly.
Yeah, you got that
Philly vibe.
Oh, like, for real, bro.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man, yo. I don't know. I mean, I'm from Greensboro.
Yeah.
But a lot of family up north.
Yeah, man.
But, yeah. I tell all my hoes, man. I'm going to make you like me.
That's some gangster shit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
That's what we about. Nah. But, yeah, so with that being said, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. This is our first New Mainstream Talks for New Mainstream Radio with Kyron Scott and the Phantom 336. We just want to encourage y'all to support. Make sure that you go download the app, listen to the radio, follow us on all of our social media, and get to know us because we ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere.
We ain't
going nowhere.
But yeah. So with that being said, peace out. We see y'all next time.
Holla, holla.
All right.
I got to tell all my hoes.